Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Dave Anderson's here. He's, settle down. I'm excited, too. He's the president of Dave Anderson's Learn to Lead. Put a .com on the end of that, right, Dave? LearnToLead.com?
That's right.
You can find his books
there.
LearnToLead.com. Including all the new one, Unstoppable, including the one right behind that, It's Not Rocket Science, including How to Run Your Business by the Book. That's just one of the many books he's written. Dave, we're talking about tough love, dealing with people who seem to be not able to pick up the pace, to meet the expectations. And so how do you determine when someone doesn't deliver on for example, your five metrics that you tell your people about? I'll get you to remind us in a minute. When somebody doesn't deliver on one or more of those, you don't use tough love being right away, right? Because you just, maybe they just had a bad day, maybe they just misunderstood, and I'll bring them back up to the baseline, right? Is that what you do
you
first?
Know, yes, it's great. You know what? I'm a big believer in shoveling the piles while they're small. Okay, you don't have to make a big deal out of it, but don't let it become a big deal either. And to me, a tough love conversation, the number one mistake people make is it's not a conversation. They don't. It's not natural. They whip out their big, bad, on a lectern accountability voice. Jim, we need to talk. And, and they get all dramatic, and they create distractions from the message. And so if I have an employee that comes in late, and I will tell you, I don't have a problem with tardiness, but if I have an employee that comes in late, okay, we take that very seriously.
Right.
All right. I would take them aside, especially if this is the first time. You want to shovel the pile while it's small, set the standard. And I would say, Jim, do you realize that when you come in late, you create distractions, you make it harder on your teammates, you abuse our values? Do you see where that might be a problem?
Abuse our values. That cuts to the core right there. But that
cuts to the core. See, with us, Jim, it's not just the 5 minutes, although I find the 5 minutes appalling enough. A lot of stuff can hit the fan in
five minutes.
Well, but you know what? It's the fact that one of our values is integrity, and part of integrity is keeping your commitments. And so when you came to work here, you agreed to be here at a certain time. Mm-hmm. And when you're not here at that time, not only is it the 5 minutes, but you're violating our values, and our values are non-negotiable.
And our agreement.
You're also violating our agreement. You're also violating our teamwork value, which is one of our values, because you're making it harder on your teammates when they have to pick up your slack. You're violating our urgency value. One
it's
of our values is urgency, because, yes, if you're not here on time, where's your urgency? One of our values is attention to detail. Mm-hmm. So if you can't get your rear end through the door on time, where's your attention to detail? And our fifth value is personal growth. How can you grow on the job if you're not on the job to grow? And so they're actually violating all five values. So we have a conversation, and it's got to be a conversation.
So you give them love first, and if that doesn't work, then you give them tough love.
Well, we have consequences. You know, if you want to change a behavior, you've got to change the consequence for that behavior. It blows my mind to see managers have 101 conversations with the same person about the same issue, and they think that 101st conversation is going to change something that the other 100 didn't.
That's insanity.
If you want to change a behavior, you've got to change the consequence for that behavior. So we have progressive discipline. All right, so the first time you're late in a 12-month period, this wouldn't be for everybody, but we have a culture that supports this, Jim. First time you're late, it's a verbal warning. Second time, it's a written warning. Mm-hmm. Third time, you're fired. Mm-hmm. In a 12-month period, third time you're late, you don't work here anymore. Guess what I don't have a problem with? Tardiness. Because people understand 6 years ago, I fired a guy that was late three times in a week.
Strike three.
And he was... Yeah, in a week, you know, and you can't do that in a year. And I've had people say, well, that's not very reasonable because you live in L.A. and there's traffic and wildfires and earthquakes. And it's like, well, that's why they get the first two, right?
Right.
for all that other
then
stuff.
Then they figure out when to leave home. Well, you know, one of the things we have here in my business, I don't have a bell over my door, my front door. We don't have, you know, we're not a retail. We're a weird kind of company. We work with people all over the world, so our hours are a little bit different. And so I tell some of my employees, I say, look, I'm going to let you decide. You can come in at 8, you can come in at 8:30, you can come in at 9 if you want to.
Mm-hmm.
So I had one person who couldn't figure out which one of those she wanted. And I'm kind of regimented, but I'm trying to be, you know, I'm trying to roll with the times, you know. These young people, they like to be a little more customized, and I was trying to do that because it didn't affect my business. But when she couldn't decide, I said, look, I don't care if it's 8 or 8:30 or 9. I just need you to decide which one you're going to do, and I need you to do that one.
Well, that's very fair.
If you decide it's going to be 9, then I need you to come in at 9, not 9:15.
Well, there you go. And so you have to have a standard that fits your culture, that fits your organization. But here's the thing, Jim. It has to be a standard and not a suggestion.
That's exactly right.
And there's a huge difference between the two.
Yep.
Most people have performance suggestions. They don't have performance standards.
Do you think...
I had a sales manager tell me one time, he said, well, one of our standards is our people are required to make 10 calls a day. And I said, or what? And I got the blank look from him. I said, there's no or what. He said, well, no. I said, then you don't have a standard. You're suggesting people make 10 calls a day. It sounds to me like if they choose not to do it, nothing's going to happen.
That's called, if you look that up in the dictionary, the word is used underneath it is squishy. Hold on to that thought. We're going to be right back with Dave Anderson. I want to ask Dave if he feels that applying tough love is different for different generations. He's been through this. He'll tell us after the break. Tintail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.